Guys, I'm sorry to say that in the majority of women, sex doesn't even hit the Richter scale, folks. Sex doesn't even make her top six needs. I want you guys to know that some of these things that I'm saying from here on out, I'm preaching to myself. See, I know if I didn't say that, Jamie probably would at some point or time. And so, seriously, probably all of us need to work on these. Affection. Guys, a woman's primary fundamental need is affection. Song of Songs, or Song of Solomon, begins with these words spoken by a young maiden to King Solomon. And she says, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth." This is in the Bible, folks, if you don't know. "For your love is more delightful than wine." That's about the only sentence I can read out of that book in a worship setting. To most women, affection symbolizes security, protection, comfort, approval, and that's vitally important commodities in their eyes. Security, protection, comfort, and approval. When a husband shows his wife affection, he sends the following message. "You know, I'm going to take care of you. You're important to me, and I don't want anything to happen to you. I'm concerned about the problems you face, and I'm with you. I am proud that you are my wife." That's what affection says to your wife or your girlfriend or your soon-to-be wife or girlfriend. Now hear this, guys. A hug can say any and all of these things, or a card, or a note, or, you know, the all-time favorite, a bouquet of flowers and maybe some chocolates. Or even better, a CD or a sweater that maybe just offhandedly she mentioned that she really would like one day, and you remembered. You put that in permanent file, boys. Right? These little gifts don't cost much money, but they communicate how deeply you treasure her. How about date night? Oh, Lordy. An invitation to dinner, just the two of you. I'm terrible at that. I'm sorry, Jamie, publicly. I'm sorry. This can also be effective communication of affection. Just one of the ways you can express to your wife how important and special she is. You see, the smart guy will open the door. Now, I'm not talking just about on that special date. I'm talking about whenever you come out of Walmart because you've shopped for groceries with your wife. Now, some wives don't want that, and that's what communication comes in. But you come out of Walmart, and you open her door, and then you walk around the car, and you get in. And if you're not used to doing that, or if you never do that, I guarantee you she's going to be looking at you like, "What in the world has gotten into you?" Or she may be thinking, "I know what's gotten into you. And brother, that ain't on the schedule." Right? But you know what'll be great is when you say, "Oh no, honey, I'm just showing you affection." And mean it. You understand what I'm saying? Hold hands, take a walk after dinner, rub her shoulders, and call her from work just to let her know that you love her. Let her know that you're thinking about her. Practical ways to develop an environment of affection. These are simple, easy ways. Easy things that don't take but an extra couple of minutes. My parents used to say that if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right, and the right way just takes it a little bit longer. Nowhere will taking those couple extra minutes and doing things the right way, nowhere will they pay bigger dividends for you than in your marriage. Here's an important note, however. I hope you noticed that I talked about affection as an environment. This is critical stuff to understand, men. You've got to hear me. Women find affection important in its own right. Period. You understand? They love the feeling that accompanies both the giving and receiving of affection, but it has nothing to do with sex. Nothing to do with sex. So if you think of this as an if-then statement, just kind of get that out there away from you. Most of the affection women give and receive is not intended to be sexual. That's your primary need. Your primary need, men. And we'll talk about you next. For women, affection is environment. So men, what do we do? A while back, best-selling author and marital counselor, Dr. Kevin Lehman, was on the Focus on the Family radio broadcast one of Lehman's upfront statements seemed a little different than what we hear. He said that women think they have a pretty good understanding of men, but in actuality, when it comes to knowing... Yeah, kids, you need to go back. Sorry, guys. When it comes to knowing the needs of the other and how, then, to meet those needs, women are as clueless as men. Among others, Lehman says that women have listed the following as a man's number one need. Let's see if you agree, ladies.